What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live here on My 100.1 KOMC FM, joining everybody in the center of the country and across the world. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I tell you what, it's a full circle moment for me because this is a young man whose career I have followed for quite some time. When he's on my television screen, I can't take my eyes off him. He is one to watch for a lengthy amount of time. He's an integral and sharp and very precise presence in news since the early 2000s. A wide career spanning ABC, Good Morning America, CNN, Nexstar's News Nation. He's a multi-time Emmy nominee and award winner, a Polk and Peabody Award winner, an Edward R. Murrow recipient, a Gerald Loeb recipient, and Silver Gavel Award winner. You know his name in news. He's a gentleman to turn to, and he's currently the host of Cuomo on News Nation. Please welcome to the show, Chris Cuomo. Welcome in, sir.
What a generous assessment. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, it is an absolute pleasure, and when I say it's been an honor of mine to be able to follow your career, and anytime you have been tackling a news story or just trying to keep people honest on the air, my friend, it has been a pleasure to watch. You're in a good spot, and coming off what was a successful town hall with Robert F. Kennedy alongside Elizabeth Vargas, now, my friend, the eyes turn to you, New York City, another town hall, and this time it is crime. It's a big topic to tackle, and you have certainly not been in short supply. This is a subject that's come up a lot, and you've had some very, very choice words to say. It is crime in America.
The mandate at News Nation is to talk more about what matters to the most people, and crime is always a concern. And we see that there are frightening trends all over the country, but the conversation always ends there, and then we go right to who to blame and which side is worse. So we're going to get away from left and right and get back to reasonable. Have a conversation that is nationwide. It starts Monday, but it's been ongoing and it's going to continue. This is News Nation's passion or purpose in terms of talking about how we get to a better and safer place. And no more left and right, just reasonable. We're not going to peg it to a certain personality. You're going to have live audiences in Chicago, Fort Worth, and New York City. But you're going to have callers from all over the country, and you're going to have officials from across the country who are looking at different things that are frightening, whether it's the waves of shoplifting or carjackings or a crime that seems to be driven by the mentally ill. What is the reality, where and why, and what can be done about it? It's not about fixing it at a night. That would be foolish. But you do have to avoid simple fixes. One size fits all, single factor explanations for complex solutions. And that's what I want to get back to, which is how we deal with everything in our own lives. It's only in politics where we allow ourselves to be reduced to who deserves the blame most and forget about fixing whatever it is. You don't do that anywhere else in your life that you care about. And that's what News Nation is. It's the only place I've ever worked that seems to be more of a movement than a media company.
I knew the time was going to be very, very short for you after the time came to a close with CNN. I knew your wait was not going to be long. And I love the fact that you're a part of the News Nation family, Chris, because, again, you take the partisan barriers away. You take the agendas out of it. It's time to get down to brass tacks, the conversation. And anybody that has ever watched any part of your programs that you've been associated with, even if you've been in a partisan scenario, what I love about you is you have the ability to dig in, to set the nonsense to the side, and really tackle the issue. And I know you would agree with me in this. Americans in this country, depending upon what platform you were getting your news from, your talking points from, people say, I'm not being fed the truth. It's all lies. Well, things shifted in 2016, my friend, and you know this very, very well. It seems like there's an open embracement of lies. So we're looking to that voice that's going to speak truth to us. This particular platform, you have both sides of the political spectrum, and they would probably frame the crime narrative a certain way. They may tie it to immigration. They may tie it to guns. They'll try to shift it, and it's platforming and all this stuff. Well, there's all facets of this that are a big part of the problem. But you take these voices screaming one direction or another, and you just talk about it. You can't tap dance around it. You can't escape. We'll find the clear answer. That way we're not banging our head against the wall.
And look, first of all, your analysis is perfect. And, you know, there's no one size fit all. You don't just solve crime, but you have to pursue better. And look, there's no question why we've gotten to where we are in terms of how we discuss things. It works better for the parties and the political game. It just works better for me to blame you as being worse if I want to beat you in a contest than saying how I'll be better.
Yeah.
In politics, it just works better. That's why it happens that way. So you have to make adjustments to suit your interests. And I get why. Look, if I wanted the highest ratings, I would definitely pick a side in the fight.
Yeah.
And I would demonize the other side, and I would go all in about why I'm my side's better every night and how America's going to go to hell in a handbasket unless everyone who's on my team wins. That's the way to get the most ratings. But you can't have the whole media scape be that. And people are desperate for different, and News Nation's growth is proof of it. You know, they don't have to believe me. They can just look at the data.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we do with town halls is we get the cross section of fact and feel. And that is politics, fact and feel, because is the economy doing well or not? Well, it depends on how you look at it. You know, the Dow had 13 straight days, was down yesterday, it's trading up now. So is that good or bad? I don't know. It depends how you feel about it. Is inflation good or bad? I don't know. It depends when you measure it from and how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Well, are we safe or are we not? I don't know. You tell me. Either answer is going to be true because it's largely subjective. So our job isn't to tell you what the answer is, right? Because very few things are really objective, like 2 + 2.
Yeah.
It's going to be about you feel any way you want, but let me test what's shaping those feelings. And that's really the best service that I can do in terms of being a help to your own process.
I love the fact that we're going to be able to hear from the real people, the day-to-day people that are seeing it on the ground in America's cities, our law enforcement personnel, our mayors. You know, I don't want to use that old vernacular because I think the word's kind of tired and tried out. No spin. But these are people that are seeing this in real time. So whether you're screaming about immigration, you're screaming about guns, you are taking it to fear and paranoia levels when you're talking about opioids and fentanyl, they will give you the real scene as Americans. You are hearing from your neighbors, people that are Americans, just like you and me. They're talking to you. They're telling you, hey, this is real. This is what's going on in our cities. This isn't a scare tactic. This is what's going on.
Exactly. And, you know, look, the job is simple. It's just not easy. And you have to find different ways to communicate what matters in the context of your particular concern. So when it comes to crime, you have to allow people to understand the broader palette of what's happening around the country, even if it's the same categories. Meaning what? There is a reality that the person who is trying to steal your wallet or your purse is not the same all the time and is not the same in different places. There's certain pockets of criminality that are gang related, that are drug related, either on the commerce side, the dealing side, the gangs and set side, or on the user side. There is an illness component to that particular kind of crime that is manifested more or less depending on where you're talking about and how they deal with the ill and how they populate those areas. And all of that is frustrating because it doesn't allow you to just treat everything like a nail and you're a hammer. And what politics does is make it simple. Crime is crime. Arrest them, put them in jail. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, the whole kill them all, let God sort them out. And that doesn't work in a society that wants to get to a better place. And these kinds of conversations, I believe, create a better reckoning of that reality. And that's the goal.
Chris Cuomo is joining us here on the show. He is the host of Cuomo on News Nation. Chris, I tell you what, when it comes to respected names in news, my friend, there is none better than you. I think about your conversations on CNN and all platforms you have had. The transitions between you and Don Lemon, just venting, voicing, measured approach to how you handle things. I am glad that you are still out there, my friend, doing it the very best that you do. You have your feet firmly planted. You're standing up. You've got a measured voice. You're talking to Americans. And my friend, we need you to continue doing that and doing that well. Real quick, I know you're on News Nation, my friend. If people want to extend the conversation with Chris Cuomo, best ways to do that via social media, the web, books, or other things that you have published out there, my friend. What are the best ways for them to do that real quick to stay connected to Chris Cuomo?
I'm on all the social media platforms and threads. And I have a podcast where I take the comments and I respond to them on a regular basis. So that's the Chris Cuomo Project. It's free and it's everywhere.
My friend, we support you here in Missouri. I cannot wait to watch this town hall. I just appreciate the time very, very much. It is an absolute honor to be able to share it with you and get a chance to talk to you for the first time in my career. Hope to get a chance to do it again.
Well, you are giving me the opportunity. It's a small world. We'll cross paths. Thank you again.